the Corner Laughers with Shrine of the Martyred Saint off the Ultraviolet Garden, one of my absolute favorite albums of this year and probably for many years to come. And I am so pleased because right now here in Sacramento, live on the air, I've got three quarters of the Corner Laughers. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, good, good. So I've got from left to right across the radio dial, I've got Charlie, I've got Coy, and I've got Carla. How you guys? How you guys been? I mean, you've been pretty busy since we spoke 8 months ago.
We have. Yep. Lots of weddings.
Yeah,
you've become a wedding band.
And you're wearing one, too, as well.
Right. Yeah, right.
But there are no more eligible laughers. Charlie, you're all married up now.
Yeah.
And congratulations there.
Thank you.
And Angela is no longer present today. She got married most recently, right?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. Moved to Michigan.
Just like that, huh?
Listening in on the internet, I'm sure.
Hey, Angela. Wow, she just abandoned us like that. Wow, and there's an empty chair. Okay, there's not an empty chair, but there would have been. So filling in admirably on guitar tonight, how are you going to handle the guitar chores?
Well, luckily, we have Mr. Casey Bowman, who you may remember from our previous visit.
Yeah, he was introduced to me as the legendary Casey Bowman. Is that still the case?
Still legendary.
The case, yeah.
Wow. Now, he's put this bill together in Davis. What's going on out there tonight? What's the whole setup?
We're opening for the Preoccupied Pipers. It's Casey's other, well, one of his many other bands, being legendary, right?
Yes.
You can't settle on one thing, so we're going to be playing with them.
Oh, that's very cool.
And he's also married, so.
Oh, he is. Okay, yeah, so yeah. So really, you guys are all taken.
Yeah. No hope, anybody. No hope. It's over.
So, guys, this is going to be a purely platonic show tonight. Sorry.
Right.
So, what do the Preoccupied Pipers sound like? Are they similar to you guys at all?
I mean, they're poppy like us, but they have a whole horn section, which is very cool.
Wow.
That'll be fun.
So, the whole horn section is going to be there tonight and everything?
At least some of them. I'm not sure who all. They have tons of members, so we'll
wow.
see.
Yeah, you'd allude to the fact that you're probably playing outdoors tonight. Now I can see the wisdom of that decision.
Right, right. A whole horn section in a pizza parlor might get a little bit out of
control. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And what I've never seen one of these. What is a live Corner Laughers set like?
It's pretty outrageous. I mean, like all the pyrotechnics and like the dancing
smoke
girls
machines.
And stuff, smoke machines, laser show.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, the Cage go-go dancers.
Exactly,
and all that.
Exactly.
It
yeah.
fits in well with the music because, you know, if you just listen to Shrine of the Martyred Saint, it sounded every bit just like that.
Exactly.
And then there's the train dancing goats.
That's right.
Yeah. That's Amber's alluding to the cover of the old album.
No.
I didn't know what this was. I thought it was a trained dancing goat. No, she said, this is
one of those water dogs, right?
Yeah, something like that.
It looks like it's a little bit waterlogged as well. So, Carla, you alluded to me in an email that you were going to musically walk us through the life of the Corner Laughers over the last 8 months since we last met.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a lot of stuff, mostly weddings, as we said, but there's been other stuff, too. And, like, Casey has a million other bands, and some of them also have us in different combinations, so.
We're all in about three or four different bands
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, but it's
so.
All these three people and other people's songs.
Right.
Change the name, change the songs, and you're good.
Exactly.
is Casey an official Corner Laugher yet? I want to see if we can get
yeah,
this out there.
I believe he is.
Yay.
He got his jacket.
Yeah.
You got an official Corner Laugher
jacket.
You
have to have like a coronation ceremony.
A coronation. Okay.
Coronation.
I'm part of the Corner Nation. I joined back in January. Right. Got to paint my face and everything. So what do we want to hear first? What's going to start off the whole narrative here?
Well, I think back in May, Coy and I did a tour in England with Anton Barbeau, who Sacramento's own Anton Barbeau.
Yay.
Now of England, and I know he's been on the show. And he sent me over a never-before-played track from his latest, not-yet-released album. So
that's exciting.
It's
okay.
Very exciting.
What's this one called?
It's called Psychedelic Mind of Moses.
All right. I've never heard this. We're just going out on a limb here, and we're going to play The Psychedelic Mind of Moses, Anton Barbeau, here with the Corner Laughers.
Psychedelic
Recharged Radio. Anton Barbeau, a track that was provided by Carla from the Corner Laughers. So that's a great one. He was nice enough to let you guys have an advanced copy of that, huh?
Yes, this is a premiere.
So you started off the year with Anton Barbeau. I remember that quite well because I interviewed you at the Starbucks.
We had that's all right. It was like our first show of the year.
Yeah, fun background noise. And I couldn't see the show. We had guests guests in from out of town. I was about to say family who? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Amber. Right. Oh, man. So then what happened to you guys after that? What did you do next?
Well, I don't know. We did more shows around here, more album promotion. And then, like I said, we were in England in May. We got to play with Anton and his band, which we were saying includes Andy Metcalf of Rowan Hitchcock and
it's
the Egyptians
huge.
And the Soft Boys. And the other really cool thing we got to do there was we got to meet probably my favorite songwriter of all, Martin Newell.
Wow.
And he even let us play two songs at his show.
That's super nice. That's
yeah,
amazing.
He was like the nicest guy I've ever. And so I was going to play one of his songs.
Great. Now, what's this one called?
This one is called When the Damsons Are Down.
When the Damsons Are Down, this is Martin Newell, and I'm here with the Corner Laughers.
Peach, pear, strawberry, and lime. Peach, pear, strawberry and lime, peach, pear, strawberry and lime. Short seasons run out of time. When summer has gone, you wake and you get in the queue. Nectarines and cherries gone too. One tangerine sun. Too blind, you're crowed.
music needs to be driven, not controlled.
I'm liking that Martin Newell stuff. That is just a funky ending, you guys. So what was the name of the song again, Carla?
When the Damsons Are Down.
When the Damsons Are Down. Very good. So what did you guys do after you played with Martin Newell?
Like right after or in general after? Later?
Oh, in general. And then hopefully leading up to something musical.
Yeah, well, then we came back here and then commenced the summer of weddings.
Yes.
So, let's see. So actually Charlie's was first, but then Angela's was at the end of July, and the person she married happens to be Scott Rhodes from Big Wheel, which is Koi's, one of his other bands.
And I met him that night, but I didn't realize that.
That's right.
He's legendary.
He is legendary.
He's like the most modest legendary guy I've ever met.
Secretly legendary.
I forgot he was there.
Closet legend.
But we're going to play one of Scott's songs now.
It's about Angela.
It is.
Oh, very cool. What's the name of this song?
Spin the Apple.
Spin the Apple by Scott Rhodes.
I met you at the carnival on that cool California night. You walked by with that look in your eye, and it was trouble at first sight. The fun house wasn't that fun. The spook house had nary a fright. But you spun me around in circles until my head began to feel light. My hope is up in the stratosphere. My heart is still down in the dirt. Spin the apple slowly, or else someone is bound to get hurt. My love is up on the big wheel, but I'm staying here on the ground. Spin the apple slowly, this could be our last time around. That night at your house, a beer I fell into deep. For I made you so many promises, I don't know which ones to break or to keep. I sold my soul in an instant for a peek at a page in your book. Now I'd gladly write you a novel you would just let me off of the hook. My hope is up in the stratosphere. My heart is still down in the dirt. Spin the apple slowly, or else someone is bound to get hurt. My love is up on the big wheel, but I'm staying here on the ground. Spin the apple slowly, this could be our last time around. A healthy relationship is built on a free flow of information. Ours is built on bribery and extended negotiation. Is up in the stratosphere. My heart is still down in the dirt. Spin the apple slowly, or else someone is bound to get hurt. My love is up on the big wheel, but I'm staying here on the ground. Spin the apple slowly, this could be our last time around. My love is up on the big wheel, but I'm staying here on the ground. Spin the apple slowly, this could be our last time around.
This is Recharged Radio.
Very nice. Scott Rhodes, and that was co-written by the very modest and legendary Koi as well, huh? Nice. And, you know, I'd marry a guy like that that wrote a song like that for me, too. So that was the wedding song, huh?
One of them.
Very good.
Oh, sweet.
So what else? That was the third track from the Corner Laughers story of 2010.
Well, so as you know, we have Casey Bowman as a Corner Laugher now.
Yeah.
But another thing and he's also Preoccupied Pipers.
Yes.
But we also have yet another band that is kind of Casey led with all of us and some other guests, and that's Agony Ants.
Ah.
Which you may have seen online.
Yeah, a little bit.
Our online alter ego.
Yes.
What does the name mean? I know there's some meaning to that. I can't remember.
An agony ant, I think it's maybe more in England a common phrase, but it's sort of like a Dear Abby or someone you write into for advice.
Oh, okay. I think. It's not as bad as I thought.
I didn't know that until just now.
Well,
I'm in the band.
I was thinking of some kind of medieval torture device or something.
No, I think it's like your kindly auntie that gives you tea and advice.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like it. What do the Agony Ants sound like?
They sound, well, sort of like the Corner Laughers, sort of like the Preoccupied Pipers.
A hybrid, if you will.
Yeah.
In a blender.
And we have an album almost complete. We'll be sure to get it to you.
Great.
Probably in the next month or so. And so the song that we're going to do from that is right now on the International Pop Overthrow CD.
Cool.
And it's called Linus's Fists of Death.
I love it. The Agony Ants and Linus's Fists of Death. Okay, that's the Agony Ants, the alter ego of the Corner Laughers. Carla, I am really digging that. That is just
Thanks.
That's a perfect pop sound.
It's pretty fun.
And that's you and Casey on duet lead vocals, right?
That's right. And Casey on guitar, me on ukulele, Koi on bass, Charlie on drums, of course, and Alan Clapp on percussion.
Very nice. And did I hear some keyboard in there, too?
I don't know. Is it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm hearing things.
Could be the blend.
It's funny. When you get older, they say you go deaf. Me, I just start hearing things. It's amazing.
Sometimes a uke sounds like it.
Yeah, sometimes.
I've been tricked before. Like, oh, I didn't know we had a keyboard. Oh, wait, uke.
The uke is more powerful than the sword, I guess.
Oh, definitely.
It's amazing. So when can we expect the Agony Ants album to be ready and available?
I'd say within a month, right?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Or the latest 2 months, but...
Wow, it means you could place two albums on the charts in the same year. Amazing.
That would be great.
You guys are like the Beatles of the 21st century. That's so cool. So, so it's the Agony Ants. I'm trying to get this all straight. We've got the Corner Laughers.
Yep.
We've got the Agony Ants. We've got the Preoccupied Pipers.
Yep.
What other projects are you all in or sort of in together?
There's the William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas.
They'll come up later.
I love it. That's so cool.
Love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings.
Then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
And we are back in Sacramento, and yes, I just broke the legendary radio law. You're not supposed to say we're back, but we really are back. I'm back.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. But
we're
got the Corner Laughers, and they're with me for another segment. I've got Charlie, I've got Coy, and I've got Carla. And how are you guys holding up after all this arduous radio stuff?
We're good.
Great. It's tiring.
It is. But it is. We're pulling
it's
through.
Like playing a full set or something.
You, know? You are playing a full set. So, let's see, we last left our heroes, the Corner Laughers, in the guise of their alter ego, the Agony Ants, and I'm really liking that song, I can't wait to hear more. So what's next?
Next is the Fairwood Singers, and we've been recording with Alan Clapp, and he's recorded a couple of these, our side bands as well, so this is his solo act, the Fairwood Singers.
Okay, so is he singing and... playing,
I think it's him on
all
instruments.
It's all him, and it was just released Monday. Another debut.
An exclusive.
An exclusive, yeah. So Alan Clapp, he's from the Orange Fields. He produced your Ultraviolet Garden, didn't he?
He did.
Yep. And we're mid-recording the next follow-up to that, which is Poppy Seeds.
Yep.
Tentatively.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is breaking news. The next Corner Laughers album is Poppy Seeds.
You heard it here first.
Woohoo. Okay, I'm already an Alan Clapp fan. I know this because I like what he's done with your albums. Let's hear what Alan Clapp sounds like. This is new for the world. Alan Clapp as part of the Fairwood Singers.
I thought I was dreaming. I remember. Answer in a song. In a town between the ocean and the bay, trying to find another one who feels the same way. Song spinning round and round, stumbling through the town. I don't know what I'm looking for, so please show me to the door. Trace. Every fingerprint we left has been erased. I'll meet you at the 7-Eleven. I turned around to look, but you were gone. Spinning round and round, stumbling through the town, I don't know what I'm looking for, so please show me to the door they've locked away. The sunny days, the sunny days. Thought I was dreaming, I remember, I thought I heard the answer in a song. Spinning round and round, stumbling through the town, I don't know what I'm looking for, so please show me to the door.
Listening to Recharged Radio.
Very nice. Fairwood Singers, which is Alan Clapp's latest project. Thank you, guys. I guess right on that one. I said it sounds like fall, and you said it was the fall EP.
That's right.
And we're having fall-like conditions here in Sacramento.
We sure are.
Wow. So very good. He's again with the Alan Peels, and he's
Alan Peels.
He's Alan from the Orange Peels. But if you ever want shorthand, we can do it that way. The Alan Peels. Oh, so what's next, you guys?
Next is William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas.
Us again
with a different lead singer. Actually, no. Carla
it's
is
kind of a duet in
duetting
this
in this song.
So which one is William in this case?
He's not here.
Oh,
he's probably listening, I hope.
Okay, so William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas,
and,
live from the Mystery
Lawn. This is also
Lawn,
recorded
right?
by Alan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know it's going to sound
and actually,
good.
Another perfect choice, timeliness, because it's called Labor Day.
Hey, and we're about a week away. Is that right? Next weekend?
Yep.
Wow, what are we going to do for 3 days?
I don't know.
Listen to this song.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan. Okay, here we go.
The whole weekend.
You know, it's funny. Back in 1981, I know I'm old enough to remember that, the Rolling Stones put out Start Me Up, and a station that I listened to in Los Angeles when I was going to college played it for 24 hours straight. And I got the point after about the first two or three times. I could not listen. I still can barely listen to that song. They made their point.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe we won't do it 24 hours straight, but we'll play it at least once. So here we go.
Here comes Labor Day.
right. William Clear and the Marvelous Fellows. And I understand that I have many of the Marvelous Fellows here in the studio with me. I love that song, you guys. And the official name is Labor Day, or?
Yeah, it's a kind of goes way back, right? Did you co-write it, or?
Kind of. There's a version of this from a different album that I helped him produce. So we re-recorded it with Alan. I think it's much better this way.
No, it's really good. And you know what? I'm going to be playing this next week on Labor Day. It's
Yay.
A big, nice. Big three-day weekend here in the States, and I think they let me in the studio for that one. So yeah, I've never heard a Labor Day song before. This is excellent. What other holidays can we write songs for that are covered? And that song also features many laughers / ants / pipers / fellas.
Exactly.
Awesome. You guys fit right in here in Sacramento because there are many people who are in at least four bands on any given night. So cool. So what's next?
Well, since we have our show tonight with the Preoccupied Pipers, I thought we could do back-to-back Pipers and Corner Laughers. So the Pipers song, I don't know if is it on an album or?
Yeah, that one.
It's from the box set kind of thing, but it's called So Odd the Plane, and that's another Casey song. And then for us, I have For the Sake of the Cat, which I know
you've
played
before. Did you mention
where
the show was?
I don't know if we
did that.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, you guys are playing in Davis, California, home to the University of California in Davis. So what's what's going on with Davis tonight? Your Davis show?
It's called Uncle Vito's Pizzeria. Is that correct?
I think that's right.
It's a pizza place, and
cool.
There will be pizza.
Outdoor or something.
Stage, yeah.
And I brought my Lactaid, not to give out too much information, but hey, I want to be up for this, you know? Oh, good. So outdoor, that'll be kind of fun. Outdoor as the sun's setting.
Nice
should be
evening,
nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. And not
folks,
too hot today.
Yeah, if you guys are in the Sacramento or Davis area, or heck, even the Bay Area, come on down tonight. This will be a great show. Early for us, it's nice of you to think of us older folks. It's really...
it's a family show.
Family
so
show.
All
yeah.
ages.
Starts at 6 and goes to about 9. I mean, I've been to shows that start at 9, quote, at 9 on paper. The band shows up at 9:30. They're not on the stage until 10, you know. So this is really early. That's good. So, yeah, Uncle Vito's Pizza in Davis. Cool. So we're going to do the Preoccupied Pipers. We're kind of taking in order the Preoccupied Pipers and then the Corner Laughers. Okay. So we'll be factually correct. So here's the Pipers here on the radio.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
Hung out to dry, hung up on why. The lightning always missed the mark upon your face. No subtle scowl, but you might state in my defense. I could proffer useful treats for a while. No harm to face, so hard to find. Offerings of some new space inside. So odd the plane, so far the line. Don't you give up on life?
that you were gonna maroon her, that you had said your goodbyes. You say you always liked me better. I'd hope that you would forget her, but this was still a surprise. Well, I'm young, it's true. This is all so new. You're in high demand, and you're holding my hand. You say you've been waving the white feather. You only stay together for the sake of the cat. I say that sounds kind of suspicious, but life is feeling auspicious, so you can leave it at that. Well, I like cats too, so I feel for you. You could have your choice, and you like my voice. Ba 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 da 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 da. Wanted to deck her, but that isn't my style. I can't help it if she's jealous. She says you're overzealous. I say you make me smile.
I love it. Corner Laughers, who I actually have here in the studio with me in Sacramento, and For the Sake of the Cat, and before that, the Preoccupied Pipers. Was that one of your cats, Carla? Is that a real-life cat?
That's one of Alan's cats.
One of Alan's? It's an orange peel cat, then.
Yes. We do have 3 cats of our own as well.
Cool. But not a stage cat like this one, apparently.
Not yet.
Funny. You know, I actually played this song on the show last week. This is one of my favorite songs off the album. I really... But like this one, love the drumming, love the clever lyrics.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys put it all together really nicely. And what was the name of the song that we heard by the Preoccupied Pipers again?
So Odd the Plane.
So Odd the Plane. Good sound. Wow, I'm in a room with, you know, with all the bands you guys are in, really there should be about 15, 20 people in this room. But it's just the 3 of you and Amber and me, 5 of us in this cozy little walk-in closet. We removed all the shoes and clothes and put equipment in here instead.
We'll start a band with you guys.
There you go. That sounds good.
I'm good at twiddling knobs. You do not want to hear me singing in your band. Unless you can have something. If you want negative sales, I could probably help you with that. Hey, speaking of sales and stuff, how can the listeners get copies of all your various albums? Where do they go?
We've got CDs at cornerlaughers.com. That's the easiest way, right from us. And then we're on cdbaby.com and iTunes and eMusic and all those various internet stores.
So you've got the digital downloads and also the hard copies as
well? Yeah.
Some of us like actually having the official hard copy in our hand, because I have not found a way to autograph an MP3 file yet. I wanted you guys to do that for me. You couldn't do it, so you know. Very good. And boy, what else? I had a few things. No, I guess I covered everything. We covered the show. I'm done with notes. I got nothing. So what's next on the music
agenda?
Well,
we just got 2 more bonus songs. Ooh. Here. So the first one is from a band called Keiko Takamura and the Shebangs, who we've played with like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
They just released an EP. They're super fun. So we have a song by them called Rice Belly. And then I also have another Anton exclusive new song from his new album.
Ooh, we'll talk about that in a minute. But Kiko, say the name again?
Kiko Takamura and the Shebangs, or sometimes just the Shebangs.
Are these the Shebangs? I've heard of the Shebangs.
I think there's a few, which is probably why sometimes they go by Kiko Takamura and the Shebangs. This is the Bay Area one.
Okay, cool. Point of difference. We got the Shebangs and Rice Belly here on the radio.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Liking that one. Boy, some more fun Bay Area sounds from the Bay Area version of the Shebangs and Kiko Takamura?
Yeah,
got it right. Third charm. And you were telling me they're big on Second Life. That's that internet phenomena of some sort?
Yeah, I think that's where the band came, well, or she came from. She was like a performer on there.
Songwriter. Wow. She does like concerts online, and she was on MTV's True Life.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
It'd be interesting to get an online concert venue going. I mean, that part is kind of intriguing.
Yeah,
have people seeing you all over the world? I mean, we're doing radio here, but I mean, it'd be really interesting to do a video version of a concert. I'm sure if I'm saying it, it's already been done a million times. But
right, right.
I've gotten such good comments about your music over the last 8 months. People really seem to really like the Corner Laughers.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll have guests here in the studio, musicians who know better, and they really like what you're what you guys are putting together. So I think you're on to something here.
Who, when, and where? Tourdates.co.uk, the most comprehensive gig listing you'll ever need. Plus thousands of free downloads from the hottest unsigned bands around and our original unsigned chart. Tourdates.co.uk, where music is unleashed.
Broadcasting live from Maple Street Studios. Go to maplestreetstudios.co.uk.
And we are back in Sacramento with the Corner Laughers. How are you guys holding up? This is a lot of radio.
Very good, because we were just looking at your cute dog pictures.
He's a cute little guy. He runs the house.
No, he doesn't.
That's true. Amber is the dog police. He doesn't really run that house, but
he thinks he does.
Yeah, exactly. He'd like to. He'd really like to.
Someday. Yeah. Plotting.
That's right. So we're here with Charlie, Coy, and Carla, and we're anticipating the show tonight, the big show of the summer, the show at Uncle Vito's in Davis. I can't wait to get some pizza and some music and some beer and all the good stuff. You've given us a wealth of great new music. I think we've had several exclusives here on the radio.
Yes.
And we've heard from the likes of Anton Barbeau and Martin Newell. We've heard Big Wheel, the Agony Ants, which is you guys. The Fairwood Singers, which is some of you guys.
Alan.
Oh, that's Alan. Sorry. We've heard William Clear and the MF, which actually stands for Marvel Stars. Just want to spell that one out.
I think it should stand for both, probably.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And we heard from the Preoccupied Pipers, which is you guys. And we heard the Corner Laughers, which is all you guys.
Yeah.
And the Shebangs, which is your
Our
good
buddies.
Friends. And the story of the Shebangs, they play in the same circuit you guys play in?
Yeah, we play with them every few months, or hopefully. And they just put out an EP a few weeks ago.
Okay, and speaking of being on the Bay Area circuit, after tonight, after you leave the Sacramento area, what happens with you guys next? What's your next musical move?
Well, we just got an invitation from our friend to play at a festival in San Francisco for Ooh. Her book printing organization.
Really?
So that will be pretty cool. That's coming up late September.
That's
if we
cool.
do that.
And that works because you guys have that publicity shot of you in the library.
Yeah, that's
books.
What we were right. thinking. It's a perfect right. match.
The bookish image. Although, you know what? I think the sighted people are outnumbering the spectacle people in the band, say, because, Corey, you're not wearing glasses today.
I'm wearing my contacts today.
Oh, okay, but the world doesn't know that, so hey.
No.
I'm usually on my own. We got a new guy in the band, Casey, and he wears glasses too.
I know. He kept the balance of power the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've been wearing these things, well, a variant of these things since I was 8, so I'm in solidarity with the blind people of the world here. So, you know, this hour has just been really incredibly fast and so much fun. Thanks, guys, for hanging out for a while.
Thank you
for having us.
And I'm not kicking you out, just that you ran out of songs here.
There's you guys, pizza waiting for us.
Woo-hoo, that's true. That means it's waiting for me, too.
Yep.
So you have one last song from a good friend of yours, now a good friend of mine, too. So what's the story on this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, so actually it's cool. This is a little bit of a tangent, but... on the next Corner Laughers album, there's a song I wrote inspired by our trip to England that Anton's going to be singing and playing on with
Very
us.
Cool.
So that's cool. We'll get that to you once
oh,
we
that.
Record it. But this is another song that he sent over all the way from Cambridge. Going to be on his next album called Fuzzchild.
Fuzzchild. Okay, that's awesome. And I want to thank you guys again. Carla Kane, Coy Wynn, and Charlie Crabtree. 75% of the Corner Laughers. Thanks so much for hanging out, and we will see you later on in Davis tonight.
Thanks.
Here's Anton Barbeau.